Noah Nelson is joining us in studio. He is a 1973 graduate of East Texas State University, and right. We appreciate you coming by.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And you haven't been back since we were talking earlier about since 1989?
1989, and the campus looked a lot different back then. It looks great now.
What jumps out at you when you come into town?
The volume of new construction, the way the campus is laid out, just the energy. Mostly, I feel, even though it's summertime, I can tell that this place is a different place than it was in the early 70s when I went here.
Mm-hmm. Did you envision being in the position you are now, coming through the journalism program back in the early 70s?
I've thought about my school a lot over the years, and I can see this. I mean, I appreciate the opportunity to come back and be with you and talk about it. I can see this. I mean, and it feels good to be here.
Tell us about what you're doing right now, and I know you've got your hands in a lot of hats right now, but tell us about some of the things that you're currently engaged with.
Right now I'm doing voiceovers, which is a completely different thing than the news that I had been doing for probably 30 years from local stations in Dallas and Cleveland and with NBC Network. But I do voiceovers now, you know, that you hear. And I do animation projects also and video games. You know, it's a completely different side of my brain that I have to let loose in order to kind of get wacky and crazy and not be so serious, the serious news person. So, mm-hmm.
How did you get into something like that? How do you make that shift from being the serious news guy to the animation to the voiceover?
I think you have to go to the kid part of your brain and just pull the stick out, as they say, and just have fun with it. The one thing I try to remember is, you know, how can I make this fun for me? You know, when I get a script and I have to read it, you know, you're an actor sort of, but you're also a person who's just having fun with what they've given you to work with. I mean, sometimes the dialogue is funny. If you're talking about animation projects, that might appear on the Cartoon Network or whatever. I just did something on for the Cartoon Network on Thursday. And I had not seen that show before, but apparently some people watch call it Adventure Time. And it's just this crazy animation thing where people don't even look like people. They just look like faces or blobs with faces on them. And it's an adult cartoon. It's not for kids. And I just had fun just being this monster voice on it, you know, just saying dumb stuff like, I'm going to bite your love handles off. You know, I mean, just, you know, nobody says that. But I got to say it and you know?
is that the voice you do you like to be the villain as a cartoon character?
They cast me as the villain. That's what's the world trying to say? I get cast as a villain a lot. You know, when I do those things.
That's quite a change from reporting the news, and I know in some instances being on the front lines of wartime situations. Right. Tell us about some of those experiences.
Well, you know, at working for NBC, you know, you have to go where they send you, and. I mean, I covered wars in Panama and Colombia and in Nicaragua, places in Haiti, you know, stuff in Mexico. Mexico's a really violent country, you know, so those are some serious places where you have to be careful and, you know, kind of know the lay of the land, you know, not take chances that you don't have to take, but still do your job. You know, you got to stick it out there a little bit, and that's the exciting part of it, you know.
Do you question what goes through your mind as a news reporter thinking, is this story worth my life? I mean, when you go through that.
It's a funny thing that happens to you when you're in a danger zone like that. You think about doing your job. It's the same kind of thing I think that I've heard cops talk about. I don't mean to equate the importance of it, you know, just in terms of saving people's lives. But some part of you goes to the spot that says, you know, how can I do my job and be safe? You know, how do I protect my crew and still get the information? You have to think kind of in a three-dimensional way about the logistics of getting what you've gotten and putting it, you know, getting it back and putting it on the air. You've got to think about, like I said, the safety aspect, but you've also got to think about the information. Is it, you know, the content? And one of the things that I always thought was you don't know what the story is going to be till you go to it. And how can you, you know, sometimes you don't know you're in danger. And you got to size that up really fast, and that's part of what the experience kind of teaches you as you get, you know, more in touch with, like, is this a dangerous situation or not? you know, and am I going to take the chance? And sometimes you choose to, and sometimes you don't. I mean, I've taken some chances that I wish I hadn't. Nothing really bad ever happened, but you know, a couple of times I've been in spots where I thought, you know, on another day I would have made a different decision.
You're listening to an interview with Noah Nelson, conducted this week in the KETR studios. Nelson is a 1973 graduate of East Texas State University. You've had a chance to speak with a lot of influential people through the years. Who comes to mind when you try to relive some of those experiences?
Well, the other day I was watching a documentary that someone made several years ago about Nelson Mandela. And when they let him out of prison, you know, I knew the story of Nelson Mandela in South Africa and the freedom movement there. And I, you know, he came to the United States when they let him out of prison. And all I really wanted to do was shake the man's hand and just have that little moment. You know, I'm not the kind of person that like falls in love with stars and, you know, and I'm not starstruck easily. But occasionally you'll know you'll have the chance to be around someone who has done something important and you know it's important. And there's a magic that they have about them. And I liked just being introduced to him.
Mm-hmm. How often do you equate some of the experiences back to your days here at East Texas State University, now A&M Commerce, just coming through the program and being able to use that experience toward where it's gotten you right now?
What I think is what happened to me here is I ran into some instructors that gave me a good push. One of the things that I think college has become is pretty vocationally driven. Even when I went to school, college was still kind of a place you found yourself. You didn't even know who you were when you went to school. You didn't even choose a major till maybe you were in your junior year. A lot of people just took electives and then decided what they wanted to be. College is now, you know what you want. You better put yourself on that path pretty fast. Mm-hmm. What happened while I was here is that I was lucky enough to be around some instructors who said, you know what, you have a talent for this. And you should think about, you know, using that in a valuable way. And I might have come to the same conclusions by myself, but it might have taken longer. I might have gotten discouraged, you know. So another thing that instructors do, teachers do, is inspire. And college can inspire you. So it's a place of inspiration, not just learning.
What do you say to those that are coming through a similar program and trying to walk maybe the same path?
You mean the news path?
Either the news path, the broadcasting path, journalism, really, all the sort.
Well, it's more complicated now, I think. And I think it's a harder business to be in, to crash into. It's much more competitive. And there are many more things you have to know. I mean, you know. But if you have something to say, you know, try to figure out what that is. You know, have a point of view. You know, understand the society in a broader way. And what I fear is that in some cases, people are becoming more narrow in their interests. They can't really discuss a wide variety of things. They can't talk about art and politics and music or travel or whatever or history. And one of the things I think that makes you a good broadcaster and a good journalist is being broad-minded in the sense of your interests are broad. Because you're going to be thrown into those situations where you have to talk to all kinds of people and you have to have a little bit of knowledge, a working knowledge, and be able to dance on your feet pretty fast. And you can't do that if you're not a curious person.
Ashley, did you want to add anything?
Yeah. Why did you come to A&M Commerce originally? What directed that decision?
I think proximity. I mean, I grew up in Dallas and you know, back then, I was looking around for a college I could afford. I'd gone up to North Texas, and that's, you know, not too far away either. And I looked at both schools and I said, this is my choice. I just like it here. I like the feeling of it better. And I was never sorry for that. You know, when I was in high school, I had, you know, ideas about, you know, going to Notre Dame or some, you know, big fancy, you know, school. But, you know, in reality, it comes down to, you know, what are your resources? You know, what makes sense for your life at that time? And this made sense for my life.
What outside of the classroom were you involved in on campus? What made your campus experience special?
Well, I wasn't one of those people who joined a lot of organizations and such. I kind of, you know, was one of those people that, you know, just kind of went their own way. And you could kind of do that back in those days. You weren't in a fraternity, what else were you going to do? I mean, and I wasn't a joiner in that sense. There were some organizations on campus that were started by the Counseling and Guidance Department that tried to bring at that time, the predominantly black and white student population together and try to understand each other. I was involved in that organization because I thought it was important that people understood each other and how very similar we are more than dissimilar.
Two questions that I like to ask every alum. One, what was the most impactful event in your life to date, personally, professionally? And the same goes for a person. Who's been the most impactful person in your life, personally or professionally?
A situation. This is going to be pretty, you know, schmaltzy, but, you know, meeting my wife was an important thing. I don't think you can really know yourself till you kind of, like, combine with another person. And I think that she's kind of helped me understand myself a lot better because she doesn't let me get away with anything. You know, she's so it's like, that's just wrong. Or like, she goes, that's just right. You did good, you know. I mean, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, and we do that for each other, you know. So I think, you know, my wife is an important person in my life.
What about an event?
I think the decision at last, when I was about 25, I think I'd been kind of playing around in my with my career. I'd been on radio a little bit, but I hadn't been, like, really serious. And when I got to be 25, I went to California to hang out with, you know, some friends of mine. And I said, I'm getting too old for this. And I decided to drive back from Los Angeles to Dallas. And I had this little green sports car. And I said, I can drive it without stopping. And in the middle of the desert in Arizona, I looked out of the window in the middle of the night and I saw this apparition running alongside of my car. And I don't believe in ghosts. And I saw this thing and I said, you know what? It's time to stop all this bad behavior and get serious about your career and about your life. And that's, you know, so it's kind of a personal story. I'm sorry it's not, you know, but it was a moment of clarity for me. So
it's good to get the perspective of someone that's been through in your shoes and really all the successes and how it can revert back to East Texas State. And I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come by the studio and interview with us.
You're welcome.